listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We are visiting with smart, capable, and impactful people here at the Conservative Political Action Conference 2018, better known as CPAC, one of whom, I'm very pleased to say, is Maria Espinoza. We have spoken with her in the past, but it has been altogether too long, and there have been some important changes in her organization, which is called the Remembrance Project. Most importantly, my point of view, that she is now working in the swamp here in Washington, D.C., trying to help drain it, I think, and doing so as a voice, as her project's motto goes, a voice for victims killed by illegal aliens. Welcome back, Maria. It's great to have you with us.
Tell us what
was the genesis of your group, the Remembrance Project,
and why it's
needed now.
We started in 2009 in Houston, Texas. My husband, Tim Ling, and I, when we learned about sanctuary city policies in Houston, we just couldn't wrap our heads around that. And two police officers in Houston were killed, and one of the wives had filed a lawsuit against the city. Very curious as to why that killing, as tragic as it was, warranted a lawsuit. And lo and behold, we found out it was about sanctuary city policies, and we began to talk with our elected officials. You know, my father came from Mexico the right way, so it was just beyond me that this was taking place. And Tim created a database of Americans killed by illegal aliens, and we learned there's really an epidemic of killings all across the United States simply because current laws were not being enforced.
So this is criminal conduct, presumably, that extends beyond killing, but particularly horrific is the fact that these people have been engaging in the murder of people who live here in the country that they have managed to get into illegally. And Maria, I've had friends say to me, Michael Cutler particularly, one of our colleagues who we often feature here, that every state in the union is a border state now.
Exactly.
Even if they're not physically adjacent to a border or close by one or a port, everyone who is getting into this country illegally is wending their way into the states that aren't literally border states. Is that tracking with your data of the impact on these various states of illegal alien murders?
And we know Michael Cutler. He's a great wealth of information as well. And he's absolutely right. Every state is a border state and is affected by illegal immigration. And we created the Stolen Lives Quilt banners for that reason. It's because it was so widespread, and we realized that the media, the fake news, if you will, was not reporting it or sweeping it under the rug, or you would have a killing in one locality, but the next town over, no report. So, you know, the American people weren't educated on what was really taking place, and therefore not making, I think, good decisions on who they elected.
Right. And that ultimately, of course, translates into policy, because to the extent that the people representing them are not clued up either, we have seen a succession of ill-advised legislative initiatives in this immigration space. As it happens, of course, we're in the midst of a thrash about the next set of those ill-advised decisions. So talk a little bit about where you all are coming down on what, well, for starters, the president has said he thinks ought to be done, including an amnesty for something on the order of 1.8 million of these illegal aliens.
Frank, we're not in agreement with an amnesty. You know, we want to support President Trump, keep all of his campaign promises. You know, an amnesty would be detrimental, especially at the position that our country is in now with illegal immigration, and you see the MS-13 gangs increasing and the uptake in the gang activity, but the opioid crisis as well. But most egregious of all is a loss of life. So what we're doing here in the swamp is trying to raise awareness, and looking over the legislators' shoulders, and we had a meeting with Congressman Bob Goodlatte's office, the chairman of the Subcommittee of Judiciary.
Chairman of the full committee.
Yes, full committee. We had a meeting with Congressman Goodlatte's office, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and that went very well. We could not endorse 4760 or even, you know, we're a C3, however, we can say we want existing laws enforced, but since it gave an amnesty, which is against what we believe in, we're not endorsing that piece of legislation.
Now, that is the Goodlatte bill, which is widely described as the most hard line of all of the options that we're likely to see. So if it's,
you know, it's funny you
still
say
not
that,
making
Frank,
the test.
You're right, because it's simple to us. Look, if the existing laws were enforced, we wouldn't need any more legislation. Why are our legislators creating bills that have stiffer penalties when they're not even endorsing our scheme?
Yeah.
Why are our legislators creating legislation that has stiffer penalties when they're not even enforcing existing laws?
Yeah. I guess one of the things that is held out as a redeeming feature of the Goodlatte legislation, and again, when we talk about this, there's some discussion that it's being watered down as we speak. I'm talking about the most robust version of the Goodlatte bill. But Maria Espinoza, there is language in there authorizing the full wall and the funding thereof. There's language in there requiring the application of the E-Verify system to employment. There is an end to the chain migration, no kidding. There is an end to the diversity lottery, no kidding. So those seem to me to be improvements that would be desirable. I take your point and don't like the piece about the amnesty, modest, relatively speaking, as it is. But it's absolutely imperative, it seems to me, that we need to have the magnet for more of these illegal aliens turned off before we start incentivizing more of them to come here, which is the practical effect
Absolutely.
Of an amnesty.
And you know there's problems with that, Frank, as far as the E-Verify. You know, it's already a law that if you work in the United States, you have to be legally authorized to work here, period. And there is a loophole with the 1099, the contractors, the contract workers are not officially dubbed as employees, so they get away with it. And the IRS gives out the I-10 numbers, the individual tax identification numbers. So they give them out to illegal aliens so that they can work here, create a company, taking more jobs away from Americans. We don't know who these people are. And also you mentioned
the wall and the diversity lottery and the chain migration.
Yes, so many. Now, the wall, you know, we need that wall like yesterday, not 10 years down the road. And as you know, what would happen, you know, in the previous administration, all it takes is just a pen, someone with a pen and a phone, right? To undo that construction. So, you know, I want to see the wall. I want to see it up and Americans protected. And I want to see our unemployment percentages lowered because Americans are back at work. And, you know, all of that, the lowering of crimes by MS-13 gangs, that has to be done before
we particularly appreciate the work that you're doing to document and try to hold people accountable for those murderous gangs and other illegal aliens activities at the Remembrance Project. Maria Espinoza, we'll have to leave it at that for the moment, but I hope you'll come back to us. And thank you for being here at CPAC.